Hey everyone, this is Austin Schur here with We Write About Music, and today I am speaking with David Sizemore of Fairhaven. He's just released a fantastic new record. It is called Falling Endlessly, and I'm very excited to talk to him all about it. David, I want to thank you so much for being here. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Just relaxing. I work third, so I gotta go to work here in a little bit.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that we could get this out of the way and talk about music before work. Well, as I mentioned before we started recording, this record is truly fantastic. Like, I have listened to it, obviously, and it's just really great and it sucks you in. And there's just so much happening at once. It's like truly incredible that you did this yourself. So, the first thing I really want to know about is like, what is this record about? Is it a series of individual stories? Is there one overarching message? Like, I want to hear it.
I mean, there's not really one like message. I mean, some of us probably like a lot of like it sounds like relationship songs or something like that, you know.
Sure.
Sometimes, know, sometimes I don't put a lot of thought into like what it's about. Like,
That's okay.
I mean, it's just. Sometimes it's more about like, you know, just the words that fit the melody and stuff. Like,
I totally
and
get it.
yeah, I mean, you know, I could analyze it like, what's this about? I mean, but you know, whatever it means to people, if it means anything, I mean, but some of us just, you know, going through like relationship struggles or life struggles, you know, like,
Yeah. And it sounds like maybe it could be open for interpretation. If people want to break down your lyrics and kind of fit their own stories to it, that's okay. However, I do feel like a main focus of this record is obviously the instrumentation and the composition and the way that you've just kind of formed everything. And like, I'm going to continue to blow up your ego because it's truly like mind-boggling how you put this thing together. So I want to know, like, what exactly do you do? Like, what do you play? Do you produce? Let's hear it.
Well, I mean, I was basically the only producer on it, and I play a lot of guitar, and you know, I spend time just noodling and improvising and stuff and
Sure.
just listening to it, and you know, sometimes I stumble across like a cool riff, or you get like a burst of inspiration all of a sudden, like you just suddenly get this idea, like, and you start crafting that and shaping it into a song, and then I usually write all the guitar first, and then I start trying to come up with melody ideas, and I try to fit like lyrics to a melody, but sometimes I get lucky and I just get a burst of inspiration, like, and like I'll get the melody and the words and
Yeah.
all at once. And you know, it's hard to make that happen because it happens, it only happens every now and then. But usually
Exactly.
the best songs, like they just it's just inspiration, like
Oh, yeah.
it just comes out of nowhere, you know what I mean?
I fully agree. You can't force it either. You can't force creativity. And it comes when least expected. And whether you're in the shower or driving in the car or wherever it is, it's like
Oh yeah. I was
constant.
on vacation in like in Gatlinburg, and I was just sitting in the hotel, like just playing guitar, you know, feeling good on vacation, and I started writing a song there. It's not on this album, but it's just you never know when it's gonna happen. Like something like that, like can maybe inspire creativity. Like you're on vacation, you know, you're feeling good, and like you
Exactly. The
know,
mind
stuff
is
like that can,
clear.
yeah, anytime. You know, I think it's like your emotions and stuff, because I went through like a heartbreak before or something, and then I would write like several songs,
Yeah.
so just
Yeah.
it comes out.
That's okay, man. Everyone has a different process. And yeah, it doesn't always have to be like, okay, I'm gonna sit down and write a song. Like, no, that's just not how it works. It happens how it happens.
Yeah.
One thing I do want to know is like this record, I feel it pulls from a lot of different styles and genres. And then at the end of it, it just feels like this very original and cohesive work. So I want to know, how are you explaining this to people? Like, this is the type of music that I make. Like, if you like this, you might like my music.
Well, it's hard to do. Like, I always thought you need to have your own sound and kind of go your own direction. You know, like, if you look a lot of bands out there, like Red Hot Chili Peppers or Tool or something like that, they really have their own sound,
Yeah.
but it's also hard to like market it or find an audience sometimes because, you know, a lot of labels, it seems like they want to market something that's already successful. Like they have like a
Right.
hardcore genre and like that's their niche. And then or they have punk or country or whatever, you know,
Totally.
and if you, I mean, of course this is in rock or alternative rock or metal, but still, like, you know, I think, you know, I have certain bands that influenced me that I think it would appeal to, you know what I mean? But
Yeah.
it's also like I was a big Van Halen fan, but a lot of my songs are probably darker than a lot of Van Halen. So, like, you know, Van Halen fans, they may want to hear that party sound, and
Sure.
like my songs, necessarily, they're more chill. They're not necessarily like a party, you know, 80s hair or anything, but I
Yeah.
mean, but there was some darker Van Halen, but I try to, you got, I'm learning like to think about all that stuff too, like the mood, you know, like a lot of grunge in the 90s, like you know, Alice in Chains, Nirvana, Offspring. Those are bands that influenced me. And you know, I think it would appeal to some of those fans. It's gonna appeal to some of the guitar gearheads and stuff.
Of course, yeah, but you'll
Yeah.
definitely have people listening in closely and being like, what did he use to make this thing? Because some of the tones that you've achieved on the guitar are just like otherworldly. And actually, I want to go back to something you said about making music that isn't necessarily on this record. So it sounds like you have music that is either in the demo stage or on another project. Are you going to be looking to experiment in the future, try new things?
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying some different stuff, but I wanna next time I wanna make like an EP, but I'm trying to get like a big producer on it or something
Yeah.
if I get the funds to do it. And also, like, I was thinking about hiring like some known studio musicians to play on it, like play drums on it,
Totally.
and to try to get some exposure that way or something.
Nice. Is every instrument on this record played by you?
Well, the only thing is I had the drums recorded by a studio drummer,
Okay.
because, you know, I'm not the best drummer. Like, I understand
Typical.
drums, I can write beats and stuff, but like, you know, like I never spent that much time playing drums, and a lot of it was probably because just I didn't have space, like living in an apartment. I didn't have
Oh,
space
yeah.
for a drum set,
I'm sure your neighbors would not enjoy you
and it's
practicing
just
drums
loud.
all day. Exactly.
So
Exactly.
that's, and then so the drums were done, but I still wrote the main beats, and then there's like some violin on the last song
Sure.
that I had done.
Yeah,
So I didn't
that's
do
amazing.
that. But other than that, I did a guitar, bass, vocals, keyboards.
Damn, dude. That's, yeah, more than I could do for sure. And the fact that you made it all sound good is a feat in its own. But
Thanks.
sort of, yeah, of course. It sort of begs the question, though. It's like, I went listening to this record the first time through, I was just like, this is going to translate so well in a live setting. Have you played any of these songs live? Like, can you without a band?
Well, there's a few that I could do like on acoustic, but I'm trying to get a live band together, but it's just hard to get like, the right guys and the chemistry and everything, 'cause like, I mean, I sort of want to be able to like have creative control of the music and stuff and direction of the band. And at the same time, I really want to play live again. But I've just been through bands where guys weren't serious or they quit. And I'm trying to avoid that. I'm trying to find some guys that are maybe more serious and trying to find the right chemistry and stuff, 'cause I want every I don't want to like put someone in a band they're not like happy with it or something.
Of course not. It's also super complicated because, you have to become the teacher and teach them your songs and figure it all out. And I know that you hold yourself to a standard. It's like your name is on it. It has to be good. It has to translate well live. And I know that that can be very time consuming to do that process.
Yeah. It's a lot, I'm more of a, there's kind of like team players, and then there's people who are just like individual. Like I'm more of like a solo individual. Like I'm not as much of a team player, and like that's a hard thing, is like, you want to play live and not really being a team player. It's there's just very few people that I connect with or click with on that level that I would really be able to collaborate with, you know what I mean? Like,
Well,
because
maybe in the
I want to
future.
feel like, yeah, I want to feel like they're putting as much into it as I am, and they're like as serious about it as I am.
Exactly. No, that's what it's
And
about. I fully agree. Given that you might in the future have the opportunity to actually play these songs, is there one or two songs that you're most looking forward to playing live? Ones that you just think would crush in a live setting?
I kind of like the song "Believe Me Now." I think it would go sound good.
Okay.
And probably the song "Tonight" would go pretty well live.
Nice.
It's my two favorite ones on the CD, so.
Okay. Well, then I would say to everyone who's listening right now, if you're not going to see them live because there's no shows happening, then at least listen to those two songs on the record. Although I would still recommend that everyone listen to the full thing from start to finish because it's just really great. Yeah, I feel like that's a perfect starting point right there.
Yeah.
Given that you for the most part do everything by yourself, what do you think is like the main driver behind the energy that you're bringing to this? Like, what inspires you to, carve out the time in your day to actually make music?
I just, it gives you like some purpose to life, and like, I just, it's something I just love doing. I'm passionate about. Gives me something like, to live for, I guess. Like,
Yeah.
I mean, I like doing it, and I like going after goals and stuff, because I just enjoy like a challenge and like, trying to achieve something with it or do something with it. Because I don't think music is just meant like, just you in your bedroom. Like I
No.
want to share it with people, and like especially like I write some of these songs, I want people to listen to it and hear it, and you want to share it with the world, so like trying to make that happen.
Yeah, I fully agree, man. It's time consuming to make it, and you want people to enjoy it. It's simple as that.
Yeah.
Totally. I have a few more questions for you, and I want to know, we are sort of close to the end of this year, but I want to know, do you have any plans? Like, what's the rest of 2023 looking like for you at this point?
Well, right now I'm trying to get like a booking agent, and I'm thinking about doing some just solo acoustic shows. So I may do a couple of these songs on acoustic,
Okay.
and you know, I gotta do some covers too for the crowd. But
Sure.
I'm looking at that, and then I'm gonna be looking at trying to get like a live band together again, because I miss playing in a band and playing live. It's just the conflicts and like trying to find the right fit, you know what I mean, for a band. Like, I'm
Totally.
just
It's complicated, but in the end, it's going to be worth it. It just takes time. And, like the more complicated the music, the more, the more talented of a musician you need to sort of fulfill that spot. And depending on where you are, it can be tough.
Yeah, well, it seems like the guys who are like into my sound and like who are more mature and stuff, it seems like they're like a bit older, you
Okay.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so like, you know, sometimes I try to find guys near my age, and like it's harder to find guys that are just like mature and
Yeah.
serious and everything. Like, I mean, yeah, that's kind of hard to do sometimes, because it's sort of a classic rock sound. So, Gen Z is or a lot of millennials aren't as into it, but
No, I agree, man. That's what makes it more difficult is like you're making music that not necessarily, the generation isn't listening to, but it's niche enough that, yeah, it takes a certain type of person, and that's okay. It's going to take time.
yeah.
Yeah, I totally get it. So my last question for you here is it's basically for the person that is going to discover you from this, what is an opening message that you'd like to say to them before they listen to your music for the first time?
Don't know. I mean, just, I hope that they can just enjoy it and relax, and listen to the melodies. I'm really into like melody and the emotion and the mood of the music and stuff, and hopefully they appreciate it and find some kind enjoyment in it,
Yeah, no, I fully agree. That's really what it's all about. I would also add on, I think this is one of those records that is best listened to with a really nice pair of headphones. Like, it's not one of those listen on your laptop or listen on your phone types of records. There's just so much going on, so many subtleties that you wouldn't want to miss out on, and that's what I would say. And
Oh
yeah.
yeah. I think it sounds better in headphones. I mean,
Absolutely.
I to really get the experience of like music, I mean the full experience, I think headphones are the best.
Always, always. Yeah, man. Well, hey, I want to thank you so much for taking the time, but please let me plug this for you one more time before we get going here. So basically, if you missed out on this conversation or what the record was called, it is called Falling Endlessly. And of course, we'll have the links in our articles so that you can listen and share and follow along and obviously stay tuned for more. At this point, man, I'm pulling for you. I want the band to happen. I want to see some videos on YouTube of you guys shredding in front of people because one thing I will keep saying is like this music deserves to be played in front of an audience because it's so perfectly emotional and it's just really an immersive type of record. So thank you for making it and thank you for taking the time.
Thanks.
Yeah, man, you're very welcome. Well, I hope you have a good rest of your night before work. And I hope to speak soon.
Thanks, you too.
Awesome. Take care, David. Bye-bye.
See you.